Nuclear power. Nuclear power is historically proved an idea too contentious to be politically viable in this country. There's a consensus position around that. And there are serious economic issues as well around the construction of nuclear reactors, which may be prohibitive. But as we need, with increasing urgency, to move away from fossil fuels to reduce our carbon emissions, that issue, nuclear energy, is popping up again to be re-examined. The federal government is going to do this. It's asked the Standing Committee on Energy and the Environment to investigate this issue and report back by the end of this year. Tony Wood is Director of the Energy Program at the Grattan Institute and joins us. Tony, welcome.
Good evening.
You've been quoted today saying we should keep an open mind on this issue. What do you see as being the potential benefits of Australia embracing nuclear power?
Well, I don't think I'm not ready to embrace it yet, but I think it's certainly worth keeping our options open, because for the very reason, there's a lot of uncertainty yet as to how we will make a successful transition to a very low emissions future. Now, I think we're committed to that. Of course, if we don't want to do that, there's no point. But the whole point, of course, is to make that successfully. So as we do that, and as we get further down the track, as we get more and more, most likely, plan A is wind and solar. As that happens, and we'll get to understand exactly how we're going to be able to provide all of our energy from those sources, it's quite possible that'll go ahead smoothly and we'll manage it successfully. On the other hand, there's a lot of stuff we don't know. And it may very well be that we run into some problems with that scenario. And so I think having a plan B, at least in our mind, and understanding how that might work, is at least worth keeping the options open for now.
It's a complex and expensive plan B, though. I mean, people make the point that the construction of nuclear power stations would be a very long-term proposition and one that could only be done at great expense.
Well, I certainly wouldn't be suggesting that we should be building the current technologies. I think there's fundamentally two criteria that would have to be met for this to be really on our agenda for Australia. One would be that we do have some challenges as we get to very, very, very low emissions and very high levels of intermittent supply. Mm. And secondly, that we see some serious progress in the commercial viability of what's called small modular reactors, which have the potential to be much safer, to be smaller and easily deployed, and potentially to be significantly cheaper than current technology, of which the current plants being built anywhere in the world, there's about 30 or 40 of them, are very, very big indeed, and probably about twice the size of the Hazelwood Power Station, which shut down in Victoria a couple of years ago, and that was pretty big.
So those small modular nuclear power stations, would they provide the much-discussed baseload power that we seem to be dependent upon?
Well, they could indeed. I mean, I'm not a great fan of the term baseload power, to be honest with you, because I think, Australia is very, very well blessed with a whole range of energy sources, wind, yep, solar. We have for many years had coal. We've got gas. We even have a significant percentage of the world's uranium. So we've got plenty of energy. The real question is, how do we match the different technologies, which all have their different characteristics, with the demand for that energy when we need it? And when we do that, that's where we find that some things are very flexible, some things are not so flexible, and some things are in between. And I think it's possible that nuclear, for example, is probably more on the less flexible side, certainly today, but it may be in the future that could be part of that mix. So I just think that, there's so much uncertainty to rule something out which potentially could be very viable. And to be honest with you, I'd much rather have a nuclear power station than another coal-fired power station, given the urgency of addressing climate change. That's why I think we should be seriously undertaking this review, recognizing that, from my understanding, the government is committed to looking at not just the economic feasibility, but all the issues to do with safety, national consensus and community engagement.
I mean, that issue of safety is, of course, an ever-present one with nuclear power. Anyone who has recently watched the Chernobyl series on TV will be aware of some of the potential downsides, and more recently, of course, with the Fukushima reactor in Japan. I mean, is that concern of safety in this modern world and with modern technology overstated?
Well, I'd like to think it is, and the best from my knowledge, it is overstated in terms of current technology, but I wouldn't wish at all to downplay the concern. The benefits of the latest technology and the developments that are going on in relation to these smaller reactors is that they are far more safe. They're what's called inherently safe. That is, they don't have anything like the same concerns. Now, Is everything perfect? No. We need to be very careful we understand these issues, and we wouldn't go anywhere near this until we really do appreciate the sort of things we're trying to achieve. But I think to rule it out now, as I said before, would be very foolish, as we have, particularly, as you said, a long lead time. There's a lot of things have to happen before this would line up. But now's a good time just to understand, look, what's the options here? What's going on in the world? Do we understand it? Have we have we really explored the community concerns? What would you rather have? Would you rather have, you know, coal-fired power stations? Would you rather have more expensive electricity and so on? We don't understand those trade-offs yet. And that's why I think this is an important option.
I mean, it's a tricky one because in the political climate in which we're discussing these options, nuclear power seems to be suggested by people who are perhaps a little resistant to the idea of renewable energy sources.
Look, I think that's unfortunate that it gets presented that way. I think it's almost like, well, it's the conservative side of politics who wants nuclear. And I think the only reason nuclear makes any sense is if you really do want to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and address climate change. And so I think that it's in that world that it seems to me it's important. So I would reject the idea that this is only something that's going to be pushed by the conservative side of politics. I think we're yet to I think the fundamental reason that nuclear at least needs to be left as an option for now so we understand it, is because we still really don't know how we're going to achieve very, very high levels of solar and wind penetration. Now, we may get there, and I'm sure for most people, certainly for me, that is plan A. But we don't yet know enough about the sort of challenges we'll have, and I just think we should have a plan B, even if we never pull the trigger on that.
Tony, thank you. Thought-provoking.
Yeah. You're very welcome.
Tony Wood, he's director of the Energy Program at the Grattan Institute. A Country Drive coming up. Gambling before that on Drive on RN.